Transportation can be taken for granted by those able to afford it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Nathan McNeil, Research Associate at the Center for Urban Studies at Portland State University, examines how to help those who cannot.
Research shows that low-income populations face transportation barriers in accessing employment as well as essential goods and services. To that end, we worked with the City of Portland in Oregon to evaluate the effectiveness of the Transportation Wallet, a local pilot program for residents of affordable housing. The city program provided funds for these residents to use on transportation services, but it isn't prescriptive about how to use them. We then surveyed participants to see how the program worked for them. Some people used it exclusively for daily needs on public transit, while others split it among different services, including the occasional taxi or Uber trip. Some tried new modes they'd never used before, primarily ride-hail services like Uber or Lyft, but also e-scooter and bike share. Many expressed that the program made them feel more independent in getting around the city, as well as having less stress about if they or their children would be able to get home in the event of a missed bus. We also learned some lessons about how programs like the Transportation Wallet can better meet people's needs. Older participants and those with limited English proficiency tended to steer clear of services reliant on unfamiliar technology or apps, like ride-hail or e-scooters, while others had safety concerns about bike share and e-scooter share. Transportation agencies may find it difficult to promote these new mobility modes to disadvantaged populations without strategies to address the different perceptual and objective barriers. Overall, though, the Transportation Wallet program provided low-income Portlanders with the peace of mind that they could meet their transportation needs and gave them a new freedom of choice to try modes they hadn't explored before. For cities that want to replicate a similar program, our report offers guidance and a positive model to build upon.
That was Nathan McNeil of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.